Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Week after week, we seem to be talking about food. We've talked about a lot of food. We've talked about the feeding of the 5,000. Not just 5,000 people, just 5,000 men. That's not counting the women and the children that were there, so it was greatly over 5,000. But we've talked about the feeding of the 5,000. We've talked about the manna in the wilderness. We've talked about various kinds of cereal, by the way, as well. We've talked about food. And it makes sense. I mean, the idea of manna in the wilderness being tagged with the text about the feeding of the 5,000 makes sense. You can see it again even in today's reading as we have the story of manna with our readings. Exodus 16. And I thought, since we're talking about food again, and we have this continuing conversation about food, I thought maybe I'd throw just one more story about food in there. A biblical story about food, I guess I should say. And that's the story of the prodigal son. You see, years ago, one of my professors at seminary actually preached on this text for today. And I have to admit, whenever I heard the sermon, I had to do a double take, because he started out by talking about the prodigal son. You know, the prodigal son, the story where the boy takes the inheritance while his father is still very much alive, and he goes off leaving his alive father and brother to work while he goes and squanders all the money. And then at some point, he finds himself dead broke, can't even feed himself, feeding pigs, feeding pods to the pigs. And the text tells us that he desired the pods that the pigs were eating. Now, of course, this creates a longing in the son so that he returns home to his father. But the question can be asked, what do you think would happen if he ate the pods? Imagine for a second that the prodigal son took a little bit of a turn, and he sat there watching the pigs eat, longing for the pods, and he decided to go over and eat some. And so he ate some of those pods. Disgusting food, for sure. Not good food by any stretch of the imagination. But yet, he would be full. Or at least, he wouldn't be starving anymore. Imagine if he had enough, he could even gorge himself on the pods. And then all of a sudden, he wouldn't feel that longing to go home anymore. He wouldn't feel the longing to go to his father again. He had eaten the pods. He'd eaten, dare I say, gross food meant for pigs, but yet he wouldn't have that longing anymore. And so the question can become, to a certain degree, what are we eating? What are we filling ourselves with? What are we eating that is causing us to maybe not long like we should for our Heavenly Father? You see, it's an uncomfortable question. But it's a question, to some degree, that is brought up today. Today's question that Jesus asked the people, he doesn't really ask, he kind of states it as fact, is an uncomfortable thing. It's a question of motivation. Why are you here? Why have you come? You've come because you've been fed, you're full, you've got a full belly. You've come because you saw miraculous things. Notice that John always calls them signs because they point, they direct us towards our Heavenly Father. But if you only see the miracle and miss the sign, you miss what's going on. You miss what God is doing. They saw the miracle, they missed the sign. They wanted more food. They wanted to fill their bellies. They didn't want a long for their Heavenly Father. Jesus talks about motivations. And that's an uncomfortable thing. It's something that we don't really talk about. Think about it. If somebody says that they are seeking Jesus, you don't say, why are you seeking Jesus? You just rejoice. They're seeking Jesus. If someone comes to church, you rejoice that they're there at church. You never stop and say, why are you here at church? But that seems to be what Jesus is doing today. He's posing the question, why are you here? What's bringing you here? What are you seeking? What are you looking for? Now, there are those that have filled their bellies with so many other things that they don't even come. They don't have that desire, that urge to seek our Heavenly Father. They've filled it with who knows what. It's subpar. It's like eating pods meant for pigs. But they do it. They fill their bellies with all these things. But then Jesus turns to those that were coming to him. Why are you here? Are you here because maybe one time you had a really exciting encounter and you hope one day to repeat that? Maybe, maybe not. Are you here because you're looking for freebies? You heard the church is a really good place to get a bunch of free stuff, and you're just hoping one day you can get all that free stuff wherever it is. Are you here because you love good music and you know the church is a house of great music? Is that why you're here? I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're here for any of those reasons, God bless you. Welcome. We're glad that you are here. But at the same time, we also have to be really honest. If you're here because you had an exciting encounter once and you're hoping to repeat it, I hope you get some of that excitement. But that's not necessarily why we're here. If you're here because you're hoping to get a bunch of freebies, well, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I guess in September we're going to start having coffee again in the Welcome Center. So, I mean, free coffee. So we'll have that. Maybe a donut at some point. So you'll get coffee and a donut. But I don't know if that's really what you're thinking of in terms of freebies. But I hope that's enough. If you're here because of the music, there's no doubt. We have certainly been blessed, especially here at St. John's Sand Prairie. We have been blessed with our musical talents. We have great organists. We have great singers. We saw some singing earlier today. We have been blessed. We have been blessed with a choir. We have been blessed with a praise band. We have a pianist. We have a guitarist, a drummer. And we have people that stand here and give the gift of their voice, and they sing. We are truly, truly blessed. But even that, as awesome as that is not necessarily the reason we are here. You see, we are here to seek the true bread from heaven. The bread of which we will never hunger again, nor will we ever thirst again. We are here to seek Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, it's through the working of the Holy Spirit that he has drawn us here, seeking our Heavenly Father, seeking something so much greater than pods meant for pigs, something so much greater than we could ever imagine. That's why we are here. That's why we are gathered here. And that's why at week after week, we gather around the Word of God and we lift up our prayers to our Heavenly Father. Now, don't hear me wrong. You can certainly read Scripture, and you can certainly pray in your home. But nowhere else can you gather around with fellow believers and pray and give praise. Nowhere else can you gather around believers and witness the very recreation, the rebirth and renewal through water and word. Through baptism. Nowhere else can you gather together and hold out your hand and receive Christ's true body and blood given and shed for you to strengthen you in your faith. Now, listen, when I say nowhere else, I was like the way a gentleman put I watched a long time ago, and he said, we're part of a global organization. We have satellites all over the globe. And it's true. We're talking about the church. The church that gathers around God's holy word. The church that gathers in prayer. That gathers to receive Christ's gifts and promises. His sacraments. It's why we're here. We gather around God's word and we hear again that good news. That our Lord and Savior has died for us. That through him we have the bread that never ends. We have eternal life. We have salvation through him who died and rose again. We have all of this through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the true bread from heaven. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.